And now it is Sunday, June 18th. It's Father's Day. And I'm finally following up with the recording of my contribution to the Spring Story Salon with Joshua and Adam, hosting from Notes on Your Notes on March 26th of this year. So here we go. There's quite a few people in attendance, and I think about 9 speakers. I was one of the last few. Enjoy.
Lynn. Lynn is coming in all the way from Canada. Lynn, whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Joshua, and thank you, friends, and no family, but friends here. Thank you. All right. Sunday afternoon in the middle of July, and I'm the last car onto the Little Cortez Island Ferry after safely driving too fast across Quadra to make it so I can get to the craft fair and set up to sell my photo cards. Deep breath. I made it. It's tourist season on the Gulf Islands in British Columbia. I'm 34 and full of anticipation to mingle with people on this island where I first adventured a decade ago when I landed on the West Coast. Roll down the window, breathing deep of the salty breezes mixed with diesel fumes as the ferry launches for the open water. I'm glad this crossing is almost an hour. I want to write more about something I've been thinking about this week that happened when I was 15 months old. I pull my journal from my backpack and start writing. According to family lore, someone put a footstool in my crib and I stood on it, did a swan dive out of my crib, and broke my collarbone. It was the day my first brother was due to be born. Apparently, by the time mommy got to me, I'd stopped screaming and she picked me up under my armpits, so I started screaming again. I've been wondering, what was that like for little me? Why is it a whimsical joke in the family? How did I feel suddenly on the floor, crying in pain, feeling fear, confused, no one there? What did I learn from the experience? What beliefs did I form? I have become so used to not needing anyone, thinking I don't need anyone, that I can't count on them to be there for me, though still wanting someone to be there with me and to comfort me. It's amazing I didn't do more damage with the fall. I pause the pen and look up at the scenery, glimpses of Cortez Island ahead as the ferry rolls on the blue water, seagulls catching the wind drafts, tourists and locals milling about on the deck crowded with cars. I feel relief to have a break from home and roommates and my job at the photo lab, just me and the breeze. So grateful for my station wagon, my home away from home with the growing mobile altar on the dashboard of dried flowers with the scent of dried roses, twigs, and shells. Fun to keep adding to it. I have my sleeping stuff with me, so I'm curious where I'll sleep tonight. Oh, we're landing already. Soon I arrive at the outdoor craft fair site with just enough time to set up before people start showing up. It's only for a few hours, and it's fun meeting fans of my photo cards sold in the local stores. I feel groovy in my purple tie-dye t-shirt with the white peace sign on it. It's breezy here near the water, so I need to keep an eye on things not blowing away. Friends welcome me to sleep on their land by the lake, and soon I'm packing up and following directions to their place. When I arrive, my friend tells me I have 3 choices for sleeping: a teepee, a camper, or the tree fort. I choose the tree fort, even though it doesn't have a railing around it. After chatting over supper with them, at dusk, I walk reverently into the forest, breathing deeply of pine needle fragrance, filling my memory banks with days at the family cottage. I'm looking forward to having a swim with them in the morning in the lake. That's the plan before I drop in at Hollyhock. I haul my sleeping gear and journal up the rough ladder to the platform secured between 4 trees. I write a few words, excited to be sleeping in a tree fort for the first time. The forest is so still, and I can hear an owl hooting with an echo further off, then muffled sounds in the nearby cabin. As I drift off to sleep, I say to myself, if you fall off during the night, keep your head up. Sometime later, I wake up needing to pee, and still half asleep, I peer into the inky darkness. My blanket is sliding off the platform. I reach for it and follow it over the edge.
Okay. Oh, I don't mean to be laughing, but wow, that's a great ending to that little section of narrative. Thank you, Lynn. That's wow. Didn't see that one coming. That was fun. Thank you. A big round of applause for Lynn, please. And the circle of life, huh? Just loved the world that you live in, you know, the urgency of catching a ferry and you make it. And then the urgency of the whole ferry ride was very, very good as a way to start and also to hurry up and get going for the thing, for the market. And then the whole place thing is totally working for you. And the tie dye gives me a full feeling of where you are in the world. And then for some reason, the tree fort, just, you know, you staying in a tree fort, like what a magical experience you're giving yourself to have that as an option. Adam, what are they saying?
Thanks so much, Lynn. Many, many comments. Boone writes, he loves that the tourists and locals mingle alike. He loves that live. Sarita writes, the relief and gratitude for the small things. And Heidi writes, the glimpses of Cortez Island ahead, relieved to have a break with my station wagon, my home away from home. Angelique writes, curious to see where I'll sleep tonight. I love the way, and it goes on, I love the way you move us between the present and the remembering, which was something I noticed as well. You do a really good job of moving between time. Anne writes, family lore, someone put a footstool in my crib. Sounds so sinister and explains not trusting so well. Let me sift through. Sarita writes, the nightmare of a dream comes true, falling over the edge. And Genoa writes, as soon as you mentioned the tree fort, the foreboding. And Anna closes out with saying, such a compelling story, Lynn. I felt you carrying us somewhere. And in the last few beats, I was holding my breath and the ending took it away completely. Thank you. Thanks so much, Lynn.
One more round of applause for the amazing Lynn from Canada. Yeah, thank you so much, Lynn. Feeling it. Okay, we only have two left, so really soak these last two in.